Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
After listening to just how much hell the following moves put stars' bodies through, or even assessing how unnecessarily perilous a spot was with your own eyes, it's safe to say that each and every one of these sickening moves probably shouldn't have made it past the pitching stage. But they did, so I am Gareth, this is What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 disgusting wrestling bumps they should have banned. Number 10, Kurt Angle gets Charles Robinson'd into the mat. This superhuman wrestler who won an Olympic gold medal with a broken frickin' neck has found himself on the receiving end of some pretty nasty in-ring attacks over the years, with Kurt Angle infamously breaking that same neck on a few more occasions within WWE. However, you may be somewhat surprised to hear that none of those horrendous moments actually rank as the worst bump he ever took during his Hall of Fame career. That honor goes to the bizarre time someone thought it'd be a fantastic idea to have Kane chokeslam both Angle and Charles Robinson in one agonizing sequence. As the former WWE champion would explain on Twitter earlier this year, the impact of the WWE official being dumped right into his own midsection during this 2002 Monday Night Raw encounter with the Masked Titan was so brutal. There was a moment there when he genuinely thought he was going to shout himself, having the entire body weight of another human being fired right back down into your abdomen by a big red monster may have sounded like a blast on paper, but it was evident from the second Robinson connected with the Olympian below that this one should have likely stayed on the page. Number 9, Kevin Owens felt Braun Strowman's ramp chokeslam for months, from one excruciating chokeslam to another, and to that moment when Kevin Owens' soul left his body at the biggest party of the summer, coming during his fight over the Money in the Bank briefcase against then-holder Braun Strowman at SummerSlam 2018. The fearless bumping machine was seemingly all too happy to have his back shattered to pieces by a monstrous chokeslam onto the stage ramp here. According to the prize fighter himself, though, this still sits comfortably as one of the most painful things he's ever experienced within a wrestling ring, and it's not exactly hard to figure out why. The way Owen's entire figure disgustingly bounces off the metal floor like a human basketball is still difficult to watch 5 years on, and the former Universal Champion openly told ESPN this year that he could still feel a disturbing ringing in his body a whopping 4 months on from the foolish flat back on the steel. Unsurprisingly, Owens ended up taking some time off not too long after the awful PLE slam, with the always game sensation likely wishing someone had forbidden him from crashing down to earth in the way he did when putting together this SummerSlam squash. Now, I've got a quick question for you. Who has the best chokeslam in all of wrestling? Is it Braun Strowman, Kane, or somebody else? Let me know in the comment section down below. Number 8, Rey Mysterio gets splattered by The Big Show. Seeing a smaller performer get launched around a wrestling ring like an empty tracksuit, tip of the cap there to Adam Nicholas, will always be a strangely captivating experience. However, there's watching a puny wrestler getting gorilla pressed by a giant, and then there's the absolute horror that went down on the night of Backlash 2003. In the wake of getting the better of the iconic Rey Mysterio, The Big Show suddenly decided he wasn't finished with the masked underdog, and it was after an already quite dreadful chokeslam landing for Rey when something even more barbaric occurred, with Mysterio being attached to a stretcher by ENTs, Show opted to transform the luchador into a human baseball bat, swinging him at the ring post with frightening ease. Had someone been wise enough to realize Ray probably needed his hands to break his terrible fall here, the subsequent drop to the outside wouldn't have left you looking for a bucket to chuck up into. Instead, Mysterio's arms were well and truly tied down, resulting in an appalling face-first collision with the ground that just doesn't get any easier to watch some 20 years later. Sure enough, the biggest little man in WWE history ended up in hospital the next day, thanks to an unnecessarily brutal bump that could have been easily avoided with a little bit of foresight. Number 7, Kenny Omega feels his organs move after an Ibushi Hurricane Rana off the top. They may be the best of pals today, but these golden lovers once produced a bump so ghastly, the great Kenny Omega openly noted to a music blog how he wouldn't be taking such a move ever again, as he collided with longtime friend Kota Ibushi during the main event of a 2012 event at the Budokan Arena. The cleaner wanted to produce a true spectacle, so the pair decided to show off a ridiculous Frankensteiner off the top rope to the outside. A flipped Omega very quickly realized this was the sort of out-of-this-world spot that shouldn't have ever left their imaginations, though, classing it as the most shocking fall that he's ever had to absorb. Kenny's back splatting on the concrete is rough to watch, even with the camera angle refusing to give you the exact sickening moment spine met floor. Any move with the potential to leave a performer genuinely feeling their inside smash against their ribcage, as Omega recalled, should have probably been banned the second it was brought up in conversation. But it wasn't, and so King Kenny learned a rather painful lesson that night. Number 6, Darby Allin is launched onto the steps. In the space of just 4 routinely crazy years as an All Elite star, this face-painted nutter has crashed down from the heavens off a ladder through some steel chairs, been sent flying down some concrete stairs, and regularly smashed himself through coffins. And while all of those career-shortening spots likely shouldn't be repeated by any wrestler who'd like to be able to walk in their 40s, the worst was still yet to come. Whilst clashing in a 2-out-of-3 falls match with the diabolical Christian Cage at this year's inaugural Wrestle Dream pay-per-view, Darby Allin first found himself being dumped out of the ring and onto the bottom of some steel steps at ringside. This was merely the beginning of the end of Darby's back, though. Seconds later, Cage had once again suplexed his TNT Championship rival into the jagged steps, this time ensuring his spine was unquestionably pulverized. Not done there, the sick turtleneck-wearing bastard then delivered one more power slam to the steps, with the distressing violence on show making you question whether what you were watching was even professional wrestling anymore. Sure, the vicious spot made Cage feel like the worst human alive, but was it really worth almost breaking a pillar in two to do so?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/WhatCulture.
Number 5, Jeff Hardy takes the worst bump of his career. Jeff Hardy is responsible for some of the most mesmerizing spots in all of wrestling history. But the title of worst Jeff Hardy bump ever wasn't actually earned by one of his more iconic tumbles off a ladder. It was a swanton bomb on SmackDown back in 2001 that the charismatic enigma still shudders at the thought of today. Even by Hardy's insane standards, this sent on to Rob Van Dam below looked like a recipe for disaster before he'd even left the top of the ladder. Instead of the table being set up horizontally below, the pair decided to go for a vertical position. Because who needs a spine, right? The call to have RVD then evade the incoming Hardy at the last minute only made Jeff's devastating impact even worse, as the flipping icon remembered the bump knocking the wind right out of him the worst ever. This was a one and done when it came to vertical table slash ladder bumps straight through the framing and onto the floor for the bald human highlight reel. With the lower back pain caused by this dumb fall, leading to Hardy banning himself from ever performing the spot again. Probably for the best. Number 4, Samoa Joe's ridiculous cement step dropkick. Now, Samoa Joe may have since gone on record to state that he wasn't actually forced to change his in-ring style after this particularly nasty TNA bump, but that doesn't change the fact that the spot in question is still about as nightmarish as they come. The Fearsome Soul was taking on Sting on the night of Bound for Glory 4 in 2008, when the pair's TNA World Heavyweight Championship brawl made its way out into the crowd. And it was here when Joe decided to attempt something that should have probably never made it to pay-per-view. Sprinting out of the luxury box, the champ looked to be going for a flying forearm on the icon. However, Joe instead ended up shockingly landing back first on the concrete steps, hitting a very weird-looking dropkick, and looked very much like a bloke who just regretted his life decisions in the immediate aftermath. The unbreakable badass may have somehow been able to dust himself off, and didn't miss a single day of work after the ill-advised forearm attempt. But you can bet Joe wishes someone had banned him from even trying this one in hindsight. What a silly Samoa. Number 3, Spike Dudley misses the table. From being mercilessly pummeled by Brock Lesnar with powerbombs, to being gored out of his boots by Rhino, Spike Dudley was on the receiving end of more bumps that should have been banned than just about any performer in wrestling history. But arguably the most disgusting of the lot took place on an episode of Monday Night Raw back in 2003, with Spike finding himself in the middle of a 10-person tag on the Red Show. The unit of La Resistance soon opted to toss the brave lad over the top rope and threw a table on the outside. Only they didn't actually remember to aim for that last part, instead letting the back of Spike's head ping off the wood as his spine met the ground with a revolting thud. It didn't matter that Spike had taken similar deadly bumps earlier on in his career. This one had bad news written all over it from the second Rene Dupree and Sylvain Grenier lifted the blonde Dudley into the air, and should have likely been scrapped before the blokes ever entered the squared circle. Number 2, the wooden board Phoenix Splash. While on the subject of frightening wood bumps, AEW's first pay-per-view after the debut of Dynamite brought with it a move so nauseating, it's likely you'll still need a moment to compose yourself after watching it back today. After already dropping Jon Moxley headfirst onto the exposed plywood canvas during the closing stages of their wonderfully violent clash at Full Gear 2019, Kenny Omega took things up a disgusting notch with a top rope special. At one moment magnificent, then harrowing the next, the cleaner looked to nail Mox with a Phoenix Splash, but ended up having his fall broken by nothing but unforgiving wood. The noise will stick with you longer than the distressing visual. Bodies weren't made to meet that kind of surface at those sort of speeds, and the audible groans that met Kenny's failure to connect told the story of an audience who likely sensed they'd just witnessed a move too far. Omega was done one Death Rider later, of course, but not before this wooden landing likely joined the top rope Hurricane Rana on the Omega Never Again list. And number 1, the terrible Dante Martin Canadian Destroyer through tables. In another case of a bump looking like all kinds of trouble before it had even properly begun, Penta El Zero Miedo's grim Canadian Destroyer to Dante Martin at Ring of Honor's Supercard of Honor earlier this year quickly overshadowed the rest of the pulsating Reach for the Sky Ring of Honor Tag Team Title ladder match. Now sure, both Top Flight and the Lucha Brothers aren't the sort of teams to play it safe in these sort of daring contests, but that drive to constantly outdo what came before support isn't always a good thing. Sometimes it leads to needlessly insane bumps that ultimately involve a talented youngster being carried out of a contest with their leg in two pieces. The Canadian Destroyer becoming this generation's DDT slash superkick seemingly paved the way for Penta choosing to use that weapon whilst balancing on a ladder, as you do. And if that wasn't balmy enough for you, the flipping pile driver also hurled the two to the outside via a number of stacked up tables. It was breathtaking for all of about 3 seconds, but the sight of a broken Martin then desperately crawling around the rubble with a backwards foot quickly established this silly move as one that shouldn't have ever been entertained in the first place. I have been Gareth from What Culture Wrestling. Cheers for checking out this video today, and hopefully we'll see you soon. Bye bye!
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.